March 2, 1900. The union of wills is that which most binds the soul to Jesus. This morning, after I received Holy Communion, my sweet Jesus made himself seen crucified, and I felt drawn interiorly to reflect myself in him, to be able to become like him, and Jesus reflected himself in me, to draw me to his likeness. While doing this, I felt the pains of my crucified Lord being infused in me, and with all goodness he told me, I want suffering to be your nourishment, not only as suffering, but as the fruit of my will. The most sincere kiss which binds our friendship more tightly is the union of our wills, and the indissoluble bond that will clasp us in continuous embraces will be the continuous suffering. While he was saying this, blessed Jesus unnailed himself, took his cross and laid it in the interior of my body, and I too was so stretched as to feel my bones being dislocated. Moreover, a hand, but I cannot tell with certainty whose it was, pierced my hands and feet through. Jesus, who was seated on the cross which lay in my interior, was all pleased with my suffering and with the one who was piercing my hands, and he added, "Now I can rest in tranquility. I do not even have to take the trouble to crucify you, because obedience wants to do everything herself, and I'll leave you freely in the hands of obedience." And moving quickly from upon the cross, he placed himself upon my heart to rest. Who can say in how much suffering I remained, being in that position? After I remained like this for a long time, Jesus would not bother relieving me as the other times, so as to let me return to my natural state. I could no longer see that hand which had put me on the cross. I said this to Jesus, and he replied, "Who put you on the cross? Did I perhaps do it? It was obedience, and obedience must remove you from it." It seems that this time he wanted to joke, and by his highest grace I obtained that blessed Jesus would free me.